Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Salmon Stream. Salmon Stream. Did you know something interesting? We live in the Pacific Northwest. And if you're with us, if you've been with us for a while, you know we moved from Southern California and now we live up here in the cold north. And there's something that happens in this area where there are a certain group of fish, not just any fish, special fish, salmon fish. And they like to swim right up the river down the street from us. So we're going to talk about it because we're about to see them do it very soon. Salmon Stream was written by Carol Reed Jones. Illustrations are by Michael S. Madak. And the story will be read today by Mommy and
I'm Lynx.
Lynx. Well, hello, Lynx.
Would you like to join my village?
I would love to read you a story. And then, yeah, let's go.
There's a job in my village called storytelling.
I want to be that person. Can I be your village storyteller?
Yeah, but you would need a campfire to sit around and tell.
I think I can make that happen. In the meantime, let's practice. Are you ready? All right. This is the stream in the forest. This is the water, clear and cool, that flows in the stream in the forest. This is the deep and shady pool filled with water, clear and cool, that flows in the stream in the forest. This is the nest of rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water, clear and cool, that flows in the stream in the forest. The egg of a salmon born to travel hides in the nest of the rocky gravel, far beyond the shady pool, filled with water, clear and cool, that flows in the stream in the forest. And we can see the salmon eggs are a lovely, deep salmon color. They're kind of an orangey red color. This is the tiny fish that hatched and has its dinner still attached from the egg of a salmon born to travel that hides in the nest of the rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water clear and cool that flows in the stream in the forest. And the pictures are interesting, friends. We can see the fish has a great big little tummy. This is the trout that tried to catch the tiny fish so newly hatched, that has its dinner still attached from the egg of a salmon born to travel that hides in the nest of the rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water clear and cool that flows in the stream in the forest. See, the baby salmon fish have to swim for their lives because the trout will eat them because they're tiny. That's the trout. A hovering osprey dived to snatch the wily trout that tried to catch the tiny fish so newly hatched that has its dinner still attached from the egg of a salmon born to travel that hides in the nest of the rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water clear and cool that flows into the stream in the forest. Ospreys are great big birds and they will eat a trout for lunch. These are the spotted fry that grow and wait for a sign they instinctively know. The rains will tell them when to go. They leave the place where the osprey snatched the wily trout that tried to catch the tiny fish so newly hatched that at its dinner still attached from the egg of a salmon born to travel that hides in the nest of the rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water clear and cool that flows in the stream in the forest. Ooh. What are the spotted fries, can you tell me? Dear fish. More fish, fishies. Now, here we go. This is the interesting part. Traveling down the current's flow, facing upstream as they go, the smolt past obstacles great and small, gravelly shadows, a waterfall through culverts and pipes devised by man, and down a fish ladder on a dam, and to an estuary wide. Drifting with the ebbing tide, they reach their saltwater home at last, an ocean indescribably vast. See, fish have a long way to go before they can be where they need to be. And now let's talk about it. The salmon grows for months in the sea, catching fish and swimming free. And we can see there's pink salmon and coho salmon and Chinook salmon and steelhead trout even, and sockeye and chum and Atlantic salmon, and they're all different kinds of salmon, but they're big, aren't they? Trying not to become a meal for human sea lion, orca, or seal until they get the homing urge to gather where river and ocean merge. This is the rain that swells the rivers and sends the message that nature delivers to salmon to send them home to spawn. Relentlessly swimming on and on up the river with the tide past the estuary, wide, up a fish ladder, on a dam through culverts and pipes devised by man, obeying the voice of instinct's call, they leap a 10-foot waterfall and reach the place where they were born, bruised from the journey, weary and worn. These are all the different fish that are trying to get back home. Can you imagine having to jump up a 10-foot waterfall without any legs, just using a fin? They are some big, strong fish. The salmon come home at the end of their lives. They spawn, and each little egg that survives will start the cycle over again with the coming of the rain. The silver smolt will discover the sea and turn to salmon, swimming free. The tiny fish will someday hatch with their dinners still attached from the eggs of the salmon born to travel that hide in the nest of rocky gravel far beyond the shady pool filled with water clear and cool that flows in the stream in the forest. And isn't that interesting that these salmon will swim that long and that hard just to get down to where they need to be? Isn't it interesting? Some salmon live in lakes and do not go to the ocean, and their bodies do not have to make the changes to salt water that some ocean migrating salmon must make. They are very interesting. They change. And that is worth knowing about, isn't it, my friends? Salmon are interesting. Nature is interesting. And that is the end.
Now, will you live in my village?
I would live in your village.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.